David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And I'm here today with our very special guest. She has her own podcast show on our channel, and she is just amazing. It's Raina Gandhi, and she is just a fabulous individual that has tons of knowledge. She is a coach, and she just has unbelievable way of teaching people and making people learn how to improve themselves in many areas of their lives. And today, especially, she wanted to talk about perception and opinion and how it matters and how it plays a role in all our lives and how it's actually interfering with today's society. It's bringing a lot of hate, anger, you know, arguments between individuals, and how, you know, perception come about and how opinions come about and why the two, you know, matter so much and how we actually should start looking at how we perceive things, why we perceive them that way, and what is the right way to perceive things. So, you know, Raina, as always, it is wonderful to have you back on the show. You are amazing. I love all the episodes that you do. You really are so inspirational, and you just have a great way of looking at life, and you have a great way of sharing, you know, different ways to improve yourself overall in so many different areas of your life. And that's why, you know, we wanted you on our show, and that's why we wanted you to do your own podcast, because you just change lives with the way you think. You're just in a, you know, your way of thinking really can have a huge impact on people's lives. And I really appreciate that, you know, about you. And, you know, so, you know, tell me a little bit about like opinion and perception, and why the two, you know, what's the difference between the two?
So first of all, thank you, Stacey, for having me. And thank you so much for that lovely introduction. That was really kind of you. And you got me smiling ear to ear. So I'm ready to go. So opinions and perceptions. When we think about this, opinions are more like personal beliefs. So they're going to be some kind of view or judgment that's going to be based on expectations and experiences and emotions and biases. So opinions, you can say, are basically what you think. Yeah. Perceptions, on the other hand, are the way you think. Yeah. So it's how we interpret our reality through our different senses or past experiences, how we've been shaped through our past experiences, through social influences, or any kind of knowledge that we've gained over the years, you know? And so opinions, it's what you think is shaped by the way you see and you understand things in your orbit. So this means our opinions are shaped and influenced by our perceptions, essentially. So let's think of an example. Let's say I work for a company and the company announces that they're going to have a new hybrid work policy. And so now I'm going to be able to work from home 3 days a week, and I'll come into the office 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. My perception is the way that I think, which is I might perceive this specific change as a positive shift, right? Because maybe I've worked in hybrid environments in the past and I've done really well with this kind of modality. So my perception, the way that I think, is shaped by all of the different experiences that I've had. On the other hand, now let's say you're of the opinion that remote work reduces productivity and it reduces teamwork. And this belief comes from your experiences and your work style. So maybe you've had challenges collaborating in hybrid environments, or there are certain biases that you've experienced. And so the flexible work arrangements is really not something that you're interested in or prefer.
Yeah.
So when you think about the main difference here, it's the way that we're interpreting, right? Perception is the way that we interpret the policy, and that's going to be based on our experiences and our knowledge. The opinion is the judgment that we're making. Yeah. What judgment are we making that's formed on that perception?
Oh, definitely. And that's really deep, because, you know, when you think about it, there are, you know, People are have a lot of opinions and they have a lot of judgment. And I think we sometimes get caught up into it, and anybody, I think, we all sometimes say, I always gave myself a resolution. I'm not going to be judgmental. I'm not going to say anything negative about anybody. I am going to, everybody's their own individual. And then sometimes you catch yourself being judgmental, or and giving your opinion out when it's really not, you have to really realize that when it comes to perception, I kind of feel like perception begins in the environment we grew up in, and it's how we're raised, where we were raised, who is around us, and we develop, from the moment that we start to grow up, what we hear and what's implemented, if you go to church or you go to temple, you have your religious beliefs, and your, what they're saying, and then you have people who, are at home and how they grew up and what they think that core beliefs should be, and they're installing that. And then you go to school, and then you have rules and regulations, and you have people, all people, given, opinions, and you're hearing things from teachers, and all these things kind of make up our perception of what life should be like. But they're all individuals, and they all come from different walks of life. And everybody, has their own perception. There is no right or wrong, but we should never, I feel like people nowadays are taking their perception, their environment that they grew up in, and what they've created for themselves, what they think the world should be like. They're pushing it onto others when their perception, anyone, it's fine to have your own perception and how you think you should live life, but everybody's different. Everyone comes from different walks of life. What makes you think that you have the right to tell somebody else how they should live, how they should think, what kind of religious beliefs they should have? You have the controversy with abortion. You have the controversy with different religions. You have controversy with, how people should, bring their children up. You have controversy of, oh, is it okay to be a couple and not get married? It's they have, and then you have the controversy with being gay or lesbian or being transgender. Who has the right to tell other people how to live their life? People should be able to have their own perception of what makes them happy, and they should be able to live life accordingly. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think another way to look at it is that perception essentially it shapes your opinion on something. So it's going to act almost like a filter, right? So like you said, two people can experience the exact same event, but they're going to interpret it in different ways. They're going to interpret it based on all the knowledge, all the information that they've been fed since they were born, essentially, right? And so it's going to be different based on their personal experiences, their culture, their values, their biases, their beliefs. So this means that opinions are often going to be a reflection of our
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Unique perceptions rather than reality itself. So I think what happens is distinguishing between these two things. When I'm working with someone, for example, helping them distinguish between the two and navigate sort of what's happening internally helps them improve their ability to understand what not just what they are feeling, but it's relative to what others are feeling, because that's just as important, right? So, for example, I'll ask questions like, what is your perception of how your team views you? Or how might your perception of this conflict be different? Right, so it's the same idea with politics or with anything else. How would it be different if it was looked at from somebody else's perspective on the team? And that's that perception piece. That's this helps them realize that their perceptions are not the absolute truth, and it helps them understand that people have differing views, and in the same situation, they can be thinking something completely different. And hopefully, the idea is for we want to encourage empathy, essentially, right?
That's so true.
Yeah.
What do you think the impact of perceptions on opinions are?
Oh, so many things, right? I would say, let's see. So I think there's information overload and there's misinformation. A lot of that is happening right now, right? So let's take that as
Yes.
an example.
Oh,
So with
yeah.
all this content that's available, it's hard to keep track of what's what. And then to separate what the truth is and what an opinion is difficult. And then what we do need is we need some sort of like critical thinking or some understanding that's going to help us navigate this landscape into getting away from this information overload or this misinformation. I mean,
Yes.
we see this all the time now, especially right now, because in the political climate, there are so many social and political divides, right? And many of our debates are going to be fueled by perception, not facts. So
Right.
understanding the difference between opinions and reality and fostering meaningful discussions instead of deepening these divisions would be so much more productive, but that's not what's happening, right? Because
Right.
there's almost like an influence war, this power of influence that people have. So now there's so much overlap between companies and politicians
Yeah.
and media outlets. I mean, we're seeing that every single day, and that's what's shaping public perception. And so that's going to impact it too. And then I think it impacts leadership as well, because
Yeah.
in business and in leadership, success is going to hinge on how people perceive us, right?
Yes.
It's not just what we think of ourselves, it's how
Right.
do people perceive us as leaders, as bosses, as whomever.
Yeah.
And so recognizing this role of perception can improve the communication essentially because it's going to help with career growth, it's going to help with decision making, and it's going to help with keeping more of an open mind. And that's going to help so many scenarios at work. If you think about how different it would be in all the things that we just talked about, how different it would be if we had a political and social climate that was more focused on open-mindedness and
Yeah.
their everyone's own personal growth, right? So this ability to challenge our own opinions and embrace new perspectives and evolve our thinking, it's a critical skill. Things are changing really quickly,
Yes.
but it's not happening.
Yeah. That's so true. That's so true. And you know, one of the things that when I was listening to you talk, I was thinking to myself when you said, information overload, do you realize that over 60% of the content on the internet is fake? And you know, so many people, they're overloaded with reading and looking at stuff and listening to stuff. And most of the stuff is fake. There is no facts behind it. And I have a friend who is an editor, and she was laughing because she had to do a she was scheduled to do a publication for her magazine, and the young writers who came on were using AI. And she said that when she fact checked everything, she said most of the facts were incorrect because whatever AI pulls things from the internet. And so if it pulls things from the internet and over 60% of the content on the internet is wrong or fake, then when it's pulling information into your articles that are going to be not true. And she said it was unbelievable. She said she spent so much time reading, fact checking, and rejecting. It was unbelievable. So people have to remember that a lot of the stuff they're reading on the internet, be sure you do your research. Like I always, when I go on to when I want to find out something, I always go on a reputable website. And especially if it's on medical stuff, I always go on a medical website to find out information about whatever I'm looking for. And that's the same thing people should do about anything they do. Go to a reputable, if you're looking for self-improvement, maybe go to Psychology Today. Go to places where you're going to know that you're going to get the right info and not fake info. And I think people are influenced by that. I think it's information overload, and then I think people get their opinions based on stuff that's not even true, which is crazy. I know, but go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, think about all the perceptions that are manipulated, that come from manipulation or they're changed, like you said, right? So
Yeah.
media, social norms, personal experiences, deliberate misinformation, like fake news, these all are going to change and they're going to alter our perception, right?
Yeah.
And so marketing, political messaging, social media, the algorithms in social media, they all are going to influence how we perceive our world. And that's where we form our opinions. So
Yeah.
now, if 60% is fake, and that's how we're perceiving our world, and then on top of that, it's not even fact, it's opinion that we're forming, then that doesn't leave much room for the absolute truth anymore.
Right. It's so true. And I think that's what's happening right now in our society is that people are basing their opinions based on what they're reading and they're seeing, and a lot of that stuff isn't even true. And that's where I think, a lot of this conflict is, where people are they're calling out the truth, and then other people are calling out fake news, and they're so, adamant saying, oh yeah, no, it's this way. Oh no, it's this way. It's really, you have to really, do your homework, and really, before you base an opinion, don't always listen to everybody else. I think that's the biggest problem. We listen to too many people. The best person you could listen to is yourself. And if you really want to know the truth, fact check. Really do your research. If you're really, considering, making some, really life-changing, theories, and you really want to, you really, strive to have a good perception of yourself and others, maybe you need to really figure out what the truth is.
I think it's difficult because I think some people think that their opinions are objective, right?
Yeah.
So, but they're not. As we've said, they're shaped by our experiences and our emotions. And the striving for objectivity in our opinions, now you're challenging your biases, you're not looking at different perspectives, and you're basing all this evidence on opinion rather and emotions and assumptions rather than facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with the term objective opinion, what does it mean to explain to people? So the people who aren't familiar with that term.
Yeah, so objective, so opinions are shaped by our experiences, right? So we talked about the difference between perception and opinion. That being said, when we're striving for objectivity, this means that we are very actively challenging those biases that are within ourselves. So, actively challenging our own biases, seeking those diverse perspectives, and basing opinions on evidence rather than your emotions and your assumptions.
Right.
That's what makes it objective.
How can someone like actually, challenge themselves, to their, to when it comes to opinions and it comes to perception, how can they challenge themselves?
Yeah, I think there are several things that you can do. One is you want to make the habit of seeking diverse viewpoints. So you want to talk to people with different backgrounds and perspectives. And sometimes that can be really hard because either we're just around the same people all the time,
Yeah.
or we are around people who are very much like us. So at work,
Right.
we may be around different people from us who have different views, but we're around those same views every single time, right? As
Yes.
opposed, and then at home, people may have differing views, but they may have similar views. But just really putting yourself out there more
Yeah.
and getting different viewpoints, I think, would be a very smart thing to do. I also think a little bit of self-reflection and asking yourself, well, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Right? There's a certain level of intellectual humility that comes from that. And again, you have to be open-minded for something like that, but
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
You're not, none of us are always right.
Yeah.
And we don't know what we don't know. So
Right.
when we're thinking about a different person's perspective, they're basing it on their experiences, their opinions. We could have completely different experiences, as we've talked about many times, but what if those were wrong? Or maybe they were the exception and not the rule, or
Yeah.
the other way around, right? I think
Right.
the other thing is exactly what you said. We should verify the facts. You check multiple sources before you form an opinion. I've seen this happen a lot, again, in politics, where my husband will come home and he'll be like, "Well, I read this," and I'll say, "I read this," and then we're like, "Okay, well, those don't even match. So who, what are we supposed to do now?" So then we start to dig and try and find out what the facts are, because it's
Yeah.
very difficult. And then you rely on resources that you trust, right?
Yeah.
So like you said, Psychology Today. So you rely on these resources that you trust, but then other people are relying on resources they trust,
Yeah.
right? And that, so it's, and they're the opposite, and they're not telling the same story. So I think that's another thing. And then I think the last thing would probably be, it's really important not just to seek different viewpoints, but be really open to change. And I
Yeah.
think you and I have talked about this a couple of times, that fixed mindset versus that growth mindset. And
Yeah.
having a flexible mindset to any kind of situation, challenge, anything, it's going to lead to personal growth, it's going to lead to intellectual growth, it's going to lead to professional growth. So think of it as it's something that's going to help you.
Yeah.
Open to change, it's only going to help you.
Right. Exactly.
That's
Exactly.
going to help the people around you too. But, and I think a lot of times, we have to really remind ourselves of these couple of things when we're around our family during the
Yeah.
holidays or whatever it is, that these kinds of things, they have to be front of mind, because you got to stay calm. And so, oftentimes there are so many triggers that people use that say they, and it's not meant to be, it's not intentional, but we all have those, again, those opinions, those perceptions. And sometimes there are certain things that we feel very strongly about. So
Yeah.
if you seek that diverse viewpoint, if you ask yourself, what if I'm wrong? If you verify the facts, and then if you're open to change, I think those
Yeah.
are four very important things that you can do.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is people never want to admit when they're wrong. People never want to admit that maybe their perception isn't right. You know, maybe they made a mistake. And I think that's the biggest thing. Do you have any advice for people? Because, you know, so many people refuse to change their perception or their opinion because they don't want to admit that they're wrong. So they will stick by it, you know, and they'll see it's clear as day that they're wrong. But yet they have blinders on and they refuse to admit, you know what? Maybe my opinion was wrong. Maybe I should have, you know, really looked at this from a different angle.
Yeah, I mean, it's like winning a debate almost, right?
Yeah.
I think what it starts with, it starts with active listening, respecting different viewpoints,
Yeah.
which is hard, because I mean, it's hard for all of us, right? When, because we really do, we are in many ways very divided, and we're thinking about how can they possibly think this way? But they're thinking the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So focusing on understanding rather than winning the debates
Yeah.
is a different approach. So when we prioritize learning over being right, we're
Yeah.
going to open ourselves up to all kinds of growth, right? A
Right.
real growth. And this isn't easy. It's not easy for any of us. And it's also not easy to spot. So it's always helpful to have someone around, or who's a leader that you respect, or who can provide that feedback. And if you are in a position where you can provide somebody else feedback, then I there's a way to do it respectfully, and
Yeah.
I think it helps foster better communication. It demonstrates more inclusivity, inclusive decision making, deeper understanding of not just themselves but others. So ultimately, I think what's going to end up happening is it leads to more effective friendships, leadership, relationships, like friends. Everything can be stronger if you can do some of those things.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny when you mentioned about family. I think, you know, we talk about when holidays come across and we talk about the stress of holidays and how to deal with the stress. Well, when you think about it, is it really the preparation of the holiday, or is it really having to see family members that Sometimes you don't want to see, and that brings stress. And I know there are many times when, we have large get-togethers and you always have people that always have to share their opinion. And sometimes you know what? People don't want to hear other people's opinion unless they ask for it. If people don't ask for your opinion, that means they don't want to hear it. But yet people will still voice their opinion and they'll think that they're right. And then, and then sometimes you'll be like, oh God, and you'll know that, well, they came from this environment and this is why they think that, and they're influenced by this person, it's very clear as day, and sometimes people just live the lives of others, because they're people pleasers and they're not really living and perceiving life the way they want to. A lot of people will do things and they're trying to please others and they're living the way their environment wants them to live. So who's ever under their roof, or maybe who they're married to or they're living with, sometimes people just do what they want them to do because they want to please them, or they're afraid to show who they are. And that, so they don't let people perceive them the way they really want to be perceived. It's kept inside. And and during these holiday seasons, when you see everyone, it's like you hear everybody talking, and then you wonder why that you'll hear comments sometimes, oh, so and so's not very friendly. Well, you just basically made a comment that pretty much insulted that person and their beliefs, and it's like, people don't, it does, people have to realize, and even, and this is a problem with our society, is that when we voice our opinions and we have perceptions of the way things should be, we have to respect others and really understand that everybody perceives things differently. Everybody has their own opinions. So, unless people are asking for it, why can't we just keep our mouth shut and live life the way that makes us happy and joyful, and not always have to share our opinions and perceptions, do things through your actions, and sometimes I think the world would be a more peaceful and better place if we kept our opinions to ourselves and our perceptions of life is great. Let us have a good perception of things and live life and live joy and live happiness. But let's hold back on those perceptions.
I think a big part of it is that sort of winning the debate thing or trying to convince you of my point of view. And there are a couple of ways around that also. Think of it this way: when you have you're grown up in your family and you may still have very different opinions from your parents or your siblings. That happens all the time.
All
But
the
then you've
time.
got people who've married into or are partners of people in your family, and they have had a completely different upbringing, not even the same parents. So forget having their own points of view, but their upbringing is completely different. So what you're doing is you're bringing in all of these different opinions, different personalities, different experiences. And I think the joy of meeting is getting to know each other better, catching up, eating food, breaking bread, all of those things. And when it turns to these difficult conversations, that's when it gets really hard, right? So I would say in those situations, I'll try to either change the subject to something lighter or because you don't want to be disrespectful either. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, but it can be very offensive to people at times. And again, it doesn't have to be intentional. Most times it's not intentional. It's just, this is how I feel. But there's a fine line and there's a balance. And I think, again, if people were more aware of what other people's opinions are and why they are that way, then that would help.
It would help. It definitely would. How can we foster in this world, which we engage in meaningful discussions rather than defending our opinions? And we tapped onto it just now a little bit, but when you're with people, even like in the workplace, and you're having a conversation, you said to gradually change it to something else. And What are some opinions that you have where, when you're in a situation where people are voicing their opinions, or maybe you're at dinner with a couple of couples, maybe you're at work and people are just boosting, politics is a big thing too. People get, oh my God, people can get head to head with people and get into these huge arguments and fights when we should be able to have our own opinion. If you like somebody and I like somebody and maybe our opinions are different, that should be fine, That's who you like, that's who I like, And it should be left as that. But you don't see that in the world anymore. Now you see, there was a time when people could be either Democratic or Republican, And now if you talk about politics, people get stirred up, anger, hate, fights have occurred, You can't, it's like opinions, people take things nowadays word for word, where we grew up in a time frame where things weren't like word for word. Like people, like you know, pe if people said something, and if they didn't like it, they would just come back and say something, how they feel, and you might go back and forth, but it wasn't like a fight. It was more like, I give you a little dig, you give me a little dig, I give you a little dig, I give me a little dig, and then it's kind of like past tense, and then we go on to something else. Where nowadays it's not like that. It's like people take everything for word for word for word, and it sticks. And emotions, negative emotions come from these actions. When you're in those situations, like how do you handle it? How do you not let someone else's opinion get the best of you?
Yeah, I mean, something that you said reminded me. If you think about it, when we were younger, there was TV, there was the newspaper, and then your social or academic, whatever your communities were. Now, that information overload is coming from so many different places. So oftentimes, when you did hang out with a lot of people who maybe had some similar values to you, so you didn't hear the conflicting viewpoint all the time. And now you do. And, if you're sitting at the dinner table, like you said, if you're sitting at the dinner table and somebody says something and it's offensive, first of all, if it's offensive, as a woman, I'm a big believer in saying, wait a minute. That is not okay. And, just calling that person out in that moment and then moving on, and but calling that person out in the moment also empowers other people at the table to also call each other out. But it's a respectful way to do it. You don't need to stoop to their level. You just have to, right? Like you wanna demonstrate, you wanna lead by example. That's honestly, that is my answer to
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Almost everything.
I like
Lead
that.
by example, because you can't expect other people to show up with that level of maturity, with that level of understanding, with that level of open-mindedness if you can't show up like that. Right? And so, and what ends up happening is, and I don't know if this is an experience thing, an age thing, but at least for me, throughout the years, I just make sure that I surround myself with people who are going to lift me up and not put me down. And that's really important. Now, you can't always do that. You're like your family or certain friends, or you go to a party, things are going to happen. But then again, is that the exception or is that the rule? And how do you manage when you've got the tools to manage what to do when it's the exception, then you're better equipped to do those things.
I know when Denzel Washington talks a lot about walking away silently instead of getting into an argument with somebody, instead of kind of falling down to their level. The best thing he says you could do is walk away silently, because then people sometimes voice their opinion, and they do that to kind of stir you up because they know it's going to instigate you. And sometimes people, sometimes people thrive off of that. I've known many people, through my lifetime that thrive with confrontation. They like it. They get some kind of kick off of it. And when people rub you the wrong way and people are upsetting you, sometimes he says it's better to walk away. And I found that to be more powerful sometimes. Sometimes to walk away from the situation and just excuse yourself and, is sometimes it does work well, I find. Do you like that theory or do you disagree with it?
I do. I like that theory. One caveat though is I think it's easier to do that if you're at the dinner table with a lot of people to excuse yourself and just walk away and come back in a few minutes. I think when you're having a one-on-one conversation with somebody, another strategy would be to say, I don't think we're having a productive conversation right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so either we can pick this up later, or maybe it's just better that we respect that we see things very differently. I don't see it the way you see it, so maybe we shouldn't talk about it anymore.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, from today's conversation, if you had to really look at some of the things that we talked about, what are some things you'd like to emphasize that you feel are important that people understand from today's discussion?
Yeah, I think being aware of your own perception, your own opinion, what is the truth, what is fact, what is fiction, what is opinion, what is perception, all of those things, knowing where you stand on certain things. And the most important thing, I think, is that communication piece where you're keeping an open mind. And it doesn't necessarily mean verbal communication or body language. It's just we are all communicating all the time with
Yeah.
our eyes, with everything, right? And so just being self-aware and knowing that people are going to come from different places based on their own experiences, and those experiences are very different. There are a lot of people in this world who I could not relate to based on where they've grown up or so many things. And then there are a lot of people in this country that I would say the same about, right? But
Yeah.
that doesn't mean that their experiences aren't real, and it doesn't
Right.
mean that they don't have a right to feel a certain way. It's forcing your opinions and trying to make someone feel like they're wrong
Yeah.
versus respecting that this is the information that they have at this time, and these are the experiences that they've had, this is the information that they have, and this is why they've come to this conclusion. I do not agree on any of it, but they have a right to those opinions.
Oh, I agree. I think these are things really people have to think about because if we did live our life with these guidelines, I really think that the world would be a better place. I think we would have more peace. We would have better friendships with people. You don't have to be someone's best buddy, but someone can be really irritating. But if that person learns to, you understand why the person is the way they are, and if that person understands where you're coming from, then you could actually, kind of like you have a better, I guess, more empathy, and kind of feel more compassionate. Say, okay, this person thinks like this because of this. So I'm not going to get upset because this person has a different life than me. This person grew up different. So they're going to think like that based on their upbringing and the trauma that maybe they had in their life or whatever, got them to this point. But we have different lives, different core values, and this is why we're different. And I'm not going to let their opinions bother me because we're two different people, And if you kind of put that mindset in your head, I think too, I think we would have a better, communication with each other and maybe some love would actually come in the air and we would actually appreciate each other more instead of having anger and hatred, which is filling the air up, a little too strong lately.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head with empathy. I think that's what it is, right? We haven't walked in each other's shoes.
Right.
What it is to feel physical pain, some people know all too well, others don't know at all. What it is to it, all of these everything that divides us, whether it's healthcare, politics, abortion, whatever it is, it's based on what we were taught. It's based on what we've experienced. And I think that it's very difficult for somebody who hasn't been in those shoes to be able to say, well, you should think like this and you should think like that, because
Yeah.
that's not, again, like that's not productive.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Now, tell everybody about the services that you provide, because you have some amazing services that you do.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for asking. So, I am a leadership and career coach. I work primarily with women. My company's called Rising Tide Consulting. It's a co coaching and consulting company. And essentially, we specialize in empowering women to break through those inner glass ceilings. So, the internal barriers to overcome those limiting beliefs that are holding them back, and especially at work. And so what I mean by inner glass ceiling is like the psychological and the emotional barriers that a lot of women are going to face, right? Women and other marginalized groups as well, of course. And they impose a lot of these on themselves, whether it's fear of failure or fear of rejection or perfectionism, whatever it is, it's due to oftentimes it's structural, it's due to societal conditioning, internalized beliefs, self-doubt. And so I work specifically with them to help them step out of their of that space and step into their full potential. And it's almost like a whole process. We start with thinking about what are their we do I am certified in several facilitations, and so I start with Clifton Strengths a lot of times and talk through what are your strengths, and then we do a values exercise. Well, what are your values? Okay, let's take that information and then let's figure out what are some of the narratives that you've been taught, how much of that is actually true, what isn't true, what does the new narrative need to be, and just going through the step-by-step process, and then how can you hold yourself accountable? So I do this on an individual basis, and I do this on a group basis as well because they have different strengths. Either one works. It just depends on the person.
I love it.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Yeah. So my website is www.risingtideconsultingllc.com. My email is reina@risingtideconsultingllc.com. And my Instagram is rising.tide.consulting.
Oh, great. Now,
So any of these places.
can people book on your website? Can they go on?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And I do free 30-minute strategy calls. So whatever's on your mind, if you want to just talk about it, the crux of this is we want to make sure that there are women who stay in the workforce, who want to stay in the workforce, because there are so many structural barriers that are not working against them. But until we have more women in leadership positions where they are making the decisions, then it's still going to continue to be more and more challenging. And so the gaps that we can close, anything that we can do to move that forward. And sometimes you just need a little bit of advice or guidance. And sometimes you want to change your mindset, or you want to show up in the powerful woman that you know that you are.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been an amazing show today. I love the idea of opinions versus perception, and it's something I think everybody could apply in their life. So I think this is an episode people should really think about and maybe start looking at the way they perceive things in life and maybe looking at their opinions on life and really, and like I said before, if people don't ask for your opinion, think twice about maybe giving your opinions, because some, a lot of people, I've learned this as I've gotten older, a lot of people don't want to hear your opinion. It's just true. It's just, people, if they want to hear your opinion, they're going to ask for it. But I would say 99.9% of people don't want to hear what your opinion is on topics, unless they have a, unless people are in a conversation and they're talking about it. People don't really want to you just to blurt out what you think. If you're talking about something and then you just throw out your opinion on it, well, it's like you look at the person, I didn't ask you. I was just talking about this. People don't always want to hear your opinion. So think twice about giving your opinion. And I think today's discussion was great. I thought you brought a lot of great points up, and I think, you really showed the difference between, opinion and perception and how they play such a vital role in our lives and how we could actually start really working on changing our perception and our opinions and how it could actually improve our lives so vitally. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Raina. And everybody,
You're
remember to go on her podcast because she has a lot of episodes. And they're all amazing. She has such great topics on each of them. And they have such really important topics that really can make huge changes in your life. And, you know, she talks about things that go on in the workforce, you know, like things in your job and how, you know, certain things play a big role in how we work and how we can, you know, things that we can change to make our, you know, work more efficiently and also work in a better working environment where we actually are happy to go to the work, our work, our job, and not have to like cringe because we're going to an environment that might not be a healthy environment. What we could do to change. Instead of complaining, maybe we should look at things and see Raina's videos and learn how to change things within ourselves and change things around us. And because you know what? No one's going to want to change. Let them be who they want to, let them do what they want to do. And then, you know, it's our job to change things as best as we can to make our lives more happy and joyful. And that's the goal. So, with that said, thank you once again, Raina, for being on the show. You are amazing. I love you. And thank you so much for today's episode.
Thanks so much, Stacey. I always love having a conversation with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.